marriage in which one partner is an addict is one of the toughest situations to face. However, it does not have to be the end of the relationship. We'll talk about ways to find a solution on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. Our question today comes from a desperate husband who asks, "Will marriage counseling be effective if my spouse has a drug addiction and is unwilling to get help? My wife has been hooked on prescription meds for the past 3 years. It has taken over our lives and has devastated our relationship. She's able to hide much of it from the outside world, but the impact on our home life is undeniable. I find myself dealing with and responsible for everything, much as a parent does with a young child. I'm not sure that there is much hope for us, but I'm willing to try. Although she won't seek treatment for her substance abuse, should we at least start with marriage counseling?" The short answer to your question is no. Addiction is a very serious problem, and until your wife is ready to face the facts and admit that she's hooked, there's little that can be accomplished by way of standard marital counseling. That's because addicts are notoriously manipulative, seductive, and controlling. They're masters at hijacking counseling sessions and using them to promote their own agenda and make themselves look good. It's obvious that your wife is in denial, and until that changes, she's in no shape to do the hard work of wrestling with the truth about herself or your marital relationship. Before doing anything else, we'd suggest that you get yourself into counseling with a qualified, reputable Christian therapist. You need to educate yourself about addiction and addicts and learn more about the way your wife's mind works. Next, we strongly recommend that you think seriously about staging an intervention. In a formal intervention, a group of concerned individuals agree together to approach the addict and to talk to her in a clear and respectful way about her destructive behavior. This typically involves a period of preparation during which you research specific ways in which the addict can get the assistance she needs, resources, treatment programs, and counseling referrals. It's best if you can have all of this in place and ready to go before confronting your wife. Throughout this meeting, the focus should remain on the addict. Don't let her change the subject by pointing the finger at you or anyone else. Your immediate goal is to persuade her to initiate treatment. The sooner the better. Until she does, there's very little progress that can be made in your marriage. A group intervention has three advantages. First, it affirms the serious and destructive nature of your wife's behavior. Second, it demonstrates that your complaints are valid and that resolution must come through actions on her part. Finally, it serves to bring the rest of the family together and to unite them behind your strategy. If she agrees to cooperate, you can think about moving into intensive marital therapy once the addiction problem has been resolved. If, on the other hand, she remains resistant, there's only one option left. We're speaking, of course, about a therapeutic separation. This is the point at which you need to implement tough love. We recommend that you create a crisis by giving your spouse an ultimatum. Say something like, either you admit that you have a problem and get the help you need, or you'll have to look for other living accommodations until you're ready to cooperate. A temporary separation may be what it takes to open her eyes to the seriousness of the situation and to stimulate some badly needed self-examination. Just remember, divorce is not the goal. The whole idea here is to give her a dose of reality and jumpstart the process of finding appropriate treatment. Then put the entire matter in God's hands and trust Him to work things out according to His sovereign plan. Let your spouse know where you can be contacted and that you'll be ready to resume negotiations as soon as she is willing to reciprocate. Please call Focus on the Family's Counseling Department to be put in touch with a qualified therapist practicing in your area. That number to call is 031-716-3300. Take that first step in making your wife aware that you are serious about the change that needs to happen. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.